It's the Not Now Podcast, Not Now Podcast, it's the nitty not nitty doo dot do do dow pod. It's not now, now is then, but never then, you never know when. Don't be a hen, don't cluck cluck bark, it's the Not Now Podcast. Podcast.
Welcome to Not Now Podcast. I'm Kyle, and I'm here with...
Bran, come on down, Bran.
Yeah, Bran, come on down. Spin that wheel because one of our topics today is...
I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'm encouraging you. Okay. We don't have ramps, so I'm very apologetic about that. You're
just sitting there and watching the wheels go round and round.
Yeah, we bet on it. It's part of the show. Everybody, welcome. I'm feeling more and more terrible by the minute because one of our topics is game shows, and I hope we don't continue down this path.
Nope, path has ended.
No more ramps.
Sorry, that was awful.
That was horrid.
But you could always rig a ramp together.
yeah, which is our second topic.
Rigging things together.
Yeah, you know, it's always terrible when you rig something alone.
Always very sad, like rigging a peanut butter and fluff sandwich.
With no bread. Just smearing peanut butter and fluff on your hands, trying to lick it off.
That sounds like the most disgusting thing I have ever imaginary witnessed.
My imagination. This is the most disgusting thing that's ever come out of your dark mind, Kyle. Change a light bulb.
Boar crinkle, that's fine.
Boar crinkle. This is the boar ass and the boar dick. That's all fine. Wholesome. Licking peanut butter and fluff off your fingers. Jesus.
You said hands.
Hands.
Palm action. Could be the back of the hand. Who knows?
Who makes a sandwich with the back of their hand?
I don't know.
I'm not a cat.
Three snaps of a monkey's paw.
Well, I guess we've already gotten this far into it. Do you want to just flip the coin?
Nope. It's today. Today we're going to be talking about space aids.
Space aids?
Yep.
What are those?
Well, if you would watch Rick and Morty, you'd understand. All right, let's flip this coin.
You don't know me.
Know me. That's like, you know, when you're like, beer me. Like if you're gardening, you're like, know me.
Gnome. Somebody just like cracks one open off of a 12-pack of gnomes. There. That's what's under their hat.
You know what? That's going to be my summer project. Gnome garden.
Gnome garden?
Mrs. Claus hates gnomes. Rather too much of the elves.
That she also hates.
No, she loves the elves because they're real.
Oh, I got to show you a painting in a book I got because... I am not certain if this person was painting a child or a little person.
It's probably a gnome.
Yeah.
The missing gnome.
Don't bring up that's what thought made me think of that.
We're going to post a picture of it later.
It's just, I don't know.
You don't gnome.
I don't gnome. Maybe it's like the first case of the Benjamin Button.
Yeah, like unknown territory.
It's just going to turn into gnome puns. Yeah. Gnome me once, shame on you.
You don't gnome me. Also a Rick and Morty reference.
Also? Or are you just making that one up?
No, Mrs. Pancakes. You don't gnome me.
So out there.
Well, it's know me, but... And now our next Oscar nominee... I'm chock full of gnome.
I like to remain a gnominous.
He can't hear you. He's an anoma.
All the better to gnome you with.
What's your nombre?
Nombre.
Wait.
That's name.
Oh, yeah.
Dredging up those Spanish memories.
Yep. Spanish rice. Hate it.
I hate it.
I do hate it. My least favorite rice. I
thought your least favorite one would be the plastic fake rice.
Like what? Wait, look, that you put it in like, what do you even put plastic rice in?
Powder.
Oh, hacky sacks.
Hacky sacks, yeah.
Yep.
My least favorite rice is beans. Next question.
Oh man, I really hope we get dating game.
I feel like that could be
bachelor its own thing. Number one. What's your least favorite rice? Beans. Beans. Even though I'm from Boston.
Yeah, Bean Town. I hear that so often.
The old bean pot. Hate that shit. All right, let's flip this fucking coin.
All right, what's on that coin, Brian?
On one side, we have no cash value.
Ooh.
Which is also what would happen if you rig something together, because you're voiding the warranty, so it no longer has cash value. Or at least returnability.
Yeah, you can't bring that to the redemption center.
And give it to Goodwill, I guess.
Yeah, if you fuck up with a bunch of, like, cans.
I thought you were going to say gnomes.
A bunch of gnomes. Are they going to be angry? Some sort of gnome posse going around shooting up your lawn.
They're gnome to hold a grudge. On the other side, it's an eagle with an American shield and some floral bits. And that's because America is a game show.
With bits.
Little bits.
Yeah.
That's like, also...
See how many eagles you can reference. Wrestle. What?
Oh, it's little bits.
Little bits?
Yeah.
Little bits can't be wrong.
We've got little lasagna. I showed you that one.
Oh, yeah.
Little eggs. It's so small, it fit right in your little tiny mouth.
Little bits.
Okay.
Give a little bits.
Please be, please be, please be. This is the chance, Kyle, of redemption. Best 2 out of 3. It's tied. Oh, coin flip. Damn it!
Whoa, rigging things back together?
Nope, it's game show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah, that's what you wanted.
I know.
You were messing with fate.
Yep, and fate showed me that fate, it is you almighty.
You bought it. You bought my mislie. I really wanted game. Well, you really wanted game show, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see how consistent it was. Like, was fate just here to punish me? Or did I know him all along?
Are we just going to do dating game show? Because I feel like we could do a whole episode on that.
Yeah.
Okay. This changing topics.
Well, it's still a game show. It's pretty broad.
But I still kind of want to do other game shows.
No, we'll just get into it. First, okay. We'll talk about our favorite game. No, that's fine. I feel like we kind of talked about that on the warm-up.
Yeah. All right. Dating game show it is. Yep. So are you the...
I'll be the Bachelors
first?
Yep.
All right.
I'll be the announcer.
Okay. What do I get to do, Brian? You're the audience. You get to clap. This show was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Welcome back to the dating game. Here today from Montana, Montana.
All of it's Montana.
We have Susan
Susan Dunstan?
No, Susan Dunst.
Hi, everybody. I'm Susan Dunst. I don't know why I'm so energetic. I'm just a participant.
Susan today is going to be picking between 3 lucky bachelors.
Oh, 3.
And here to introduce them are themselves. Johnson. Oh, thank you, Johnson. And next, bachelor number 2, I'm Bill. And bachelor number 3, Johnson.
This is going to be tricky.
All right. Get the show on the road.
Okay. Bachelor number 1.
Yes.
Johnson. If you had to pick, would you choose love or money?
I don't need no diamond rings. I'll be satisfied.
Okay.
I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me. I'll pick love.
Oh, that's a good answer, bachelor number 1.
Thank you.
Scribble that down. Bachelor number 2. If you were if you were a car, which car would you be? And why?
I would probably be a go-kart. Because they're fun and innocent and, you know, you don't have to have a license to drive.
Also a good answer. Makes me wonder if you have a license or not.
Oh, I have a license.
That wasn't a question. I can't ask two questions.
Sorry.
Announcer, you should have stepped in there.
Oh, that's okay. You're allowed to banter a little bit.
Okay. All right.
That's enough bantering.
Bachelor number three.
Yes.
How sexy do you look in a bathing suit?
Well, usually when I bathe, I'm not wearing much of anything. But, so I would say very. On a scale of 1-to-1 ratio, I am very sexy.
Very good answer. Bachelor number one.
Yes. Johnson.
Johnson. Bachelor number Johnson. Do you bake?
No.
Bachelor number two.
Yes.
Do you bake?
I forgot my name to be Bill. Complete. Bill.
Do you bake? I forgot my name.
So clearly I do bake. Wake and bake every day. Bill does. Bill does bake.
Bachelor number Johnston.
Yes.
If you close a door, is it fully shut or is it slightly ajar?
Can I, can you use it in a sentence? That's definitely a jar.
Opening. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Wasn't closed all
Excellent
the way.
Excellent answer.
Didn't hear the latch.
It's very observant of you, Johnson.
Thank you.
I like your style.
I like your voice.
Ooh. I like your sexiness in your bathing suit. Bachelor number one.
Yes.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Trick question.
You're right. You know me so well, Johnson.
I do. And I want to just tell you.
Can I ask a second question to Bachelor number one?
I guess that's all right.
Bachelor number one, did we go to high school together?
Well, I wasn't necessarily a classmate, but we went to the same high school.
Okay. Good to know. Bachelor number Bill.
Yes.
If I were cooking you eggs, how would you like them prepared?
Afternoon delight.
Ew. It's breakfast.
Yeah, in the
wrong.
Afternoon.
All wrong, Bill.
Bill
Bachelor number Johnston.
Yes.
How many horses could you own and fit inside your garage?
Well, it's not a barn, but if it was, it could probably fit a small pony.
I like that. Bachelor number Johnson.
Yes.
How many questions do I get to ask?
One.
In total?
Last question.
Last question. Thank you. Bachelor number Bill.
Just a warning, this is your last question.
Now?
To each person.
Bachelor number Bill.
Yes!
Do you have a suitcase full of money? Bachelor number Johnston.
Yes.
Do you like women wearing hats?
As long as the hat that you wear is full of my love, like a nice hat full of soup.
Excellent. All right, I'm ready to choose.
All right, Sally, why don't you tell us, Sally from Montana, Montana, why don't you tell us which bachelor you think you'd like to bring on a wonderful date? But first, we're going to tell you what the grand prize is. Ooh. It's an all-exclusive weekend trip.
To Montana.
Inclusive, sorry. All-inclusive trip to Chuck E. Cheese in Japan.
Oh! That's exciting. Chuck E. Cheese in Japan. That's
you
my...
You get to spend 3 hours to your heart's content playing all the games in the Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow. Do I get pizza?
You can get whatever you want. It's on your dime. Or Bill's dime, if he has that suitcase full of money.
It didn't sound like it. That's why I'm going with Bachelor number 3, Johnson.
Oh, I've always wanted to visit the land of the rising sun. Oh, there's a house in New Orleans, you know.
In Japan?
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And we can order pizza at Chuck E. Cheese for 3 hours and then it's done.
We were meant to be together, Johnson.
I know it, Sally. Montana.
Do you like my hat full of your love?
I love it. It's a beautiful fedoritz.
It is.
All right. Harder to be three people than I thought.
What the fuck was the one that was like... I asked you some question, and you're like, I honestly can't remember my name.
Do you bake, Bill? Yeah. Oh, Bachelor number 2, do you bake? I can't remember my name. <It's Bill. laughs> Oh, this is going to be tricky. I got to remember 3 names.
It's easier than you think.
All right.
All right, so...
Maybe we shouldn't have an announcer. Do you think we should have an announcer? You try it. You try it and tell me how it feels.
Do we try it on our last attempt at this?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so today we have... Are you just... Am I supposed to talk over you?
Nope.
Okay. This is my show. I know what I'm doing. Stop it, audience. I know you want this to be family food. But we can't. But we can't do that. Instead, we have a lovely contestant from Ohio.
Ohio,
the flag we all salute. And if you like their dino bites, then you will just not poop. Anyway,
I thought you were gonna say if you don't like it, you can kiss my patoot.
Patoot. Anyways, famous for their Buckeyes, we have.
Bucky.
Tonya Bucky here, all the way from Ohio.
Hi, I'm Tonya.
And today we have some contestants, and let them introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Bachelor number 1. My name is Tom.
No.
Oh, hi.
My father's name was Tom.
Hi, Tonya. I don't know your father, but
that's enough, Bachelor number 1. Bachelor number 2.
Hi, my name's Josh.
Oh.
And I'm
my father's name was Josh.
I think you might be lying.
I'm allowed to have as many fathers as I like.
That's true.
I'm Bachelor number 3. My name is Mark.
Mark. My brother's name is Mark.
Interesting. You have a fan. That's a really odd selection we have, Tonya.
It is. I'm starting to wonder if it isn't my dad, Tom, my dad, Josh, and my brother, Mark. Is this a ruse?
I hope not. That would be incredibly terrible for our rating.
They sound nothing like them, but...
That's good to know. I don't think any of them are from Ohio. So that's
Ohio, the flag we all salute.
That's our... anthem. This film or this
are we gonna get film? This show on a rope or what?
Yeah, we are. So do you have your questions prepared?
I have a question for Bachelor number 1, Tom. Was it?
Yep.
Are you my me. Father?
I am not your father.
Would you be my daddy?
No.
Good answer. Bachelor number 2,
Josh.
I know.
Oh, yes.
If I were a flower, what kind of flower would I be?
I haven't seen you, but I like to imagine you as a Delilah.
Wrong. A mighty redwood.
God damn you. I should have known that. Oh.
All right. Bachelor number Mark.
Yeah.
If you were... a pepper on the Scoville scale, what pepper would you be?
I would have to go with Serrano.
The Serrano on my Knox.
Yes.
Sorry, I get nervous when I'm talking to my brother.
I don't think we're related.
Mark just reminded me of it. He always makes me laugh. And then he punches me. Bachelor Tom.
Yeah?
How do you feel about light insults?
Light insults?
Like if I called you Tom Thumb.
Oh, I find those innocent, unless you mean them to be insulting, in which case I guess I would find it hurtful, but I would never say anything.
A man who's in touch with his feelings, but lacks the wherewithal to respond.
That's me.
Tom. Good old Tom.
Tom Numb, they call me.
Oh, Bachelor Number Josh.
Yes.
If you were a home appliance, what home appliance would you be?
I would have to be a toaster.
Oh.
Because I
you could warm my buns?
I could warm your buns and I'd pop them up. Right at the ding.
Okay. Bachelor number three, Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
If you were a famous work of art, what would the author be?
I would have to say that it would be Mark Twain, because his name's Mark and my name's Mark.
So. I said art, not literature. Disqualified.
You said author.
Yeah.
Can you be an author of a painting?
Nope.
Okay.
Stick around, Mark. I like you. Okay. You have a little fight in you.
Hey, well, I was just questioning, but yes.
Okay, Tom.
Uh-huh.
If there was an ideal first date.
Ideal.
How would it go?
For
you. I already know my ideal first date.
Okay, I would say, hey, are you hungry? Because I was thinking we could go to the grocery store and pick up some fresh products that I could go back and craft for a meal. And then we could make a meal together.
You said you would craft the meal.
Well, we would.
And then we're going to make it together?
Well,
get your story straight, Tom. How many girls are you on a bachelor show with?
Oh, God.
All right, Josh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Hold on. I was getting my cards mixed up.
Okay.
Thank what God. Was the famous companion to Tom Hanks in the blockbuster movie Castaway?
That was a volleyball named Wilson.
Wrong.
Ah.
It was his job at FedEx.
Oh, of course.
Mark. Can I call you Marky?
Yeah.
What about Mark?
Yeah.
What about Skid Mark? How do you feel about light insults?
I don't mind light insults as long as they're not iodized. Iodized.
So bleach salts are fine?
I prefer sea salt.
Never seen a salt before. I have been threatened.
It's good that never came to fruition. It's good that never came to fruition. I forget my voice.
Unforgiven. Tom.
Yeah.
Last question.
Okay.
If I were a shape, what would be my circumference?
In what unit of measurement?
Let's say croutons.
Croutons. Texas style or Caesar?
Home style.
Home style. Interesting. I would say 32.
And if it was Texas?
22.
Close. Josh.
Wait, can I just know on which crouton measurement was close?
Neither.
Yo, okay.
If you combine them, you would be close.
Oh, okay.
My shape is beautiful and robust, like my olive oil.
I find that even better.
Oh, Josh, you're coming on a little strong. If you could bench press, it's a two-parter. How much can you bench press?
As much as you want.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. How much can you bench press on the moon?
Even more.
Ooh, a man with smarts.
And no gravity.
Oh. Or
little to no gravity.
I like that. No gravity in the relationship. Can just walk out of it whenever I want.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. No.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I've selected bachelor number Mark.
Oh, my God. Oh, you sure you don't want to ask? Bro. You could ask one more question. You sure? Are you sure?
Tom, Josh, will you be my maid of honor collectively?
Yes. No.
Hmm. Well, if Josh isn't coming, then Tom can't be part of it.
Well,
I hear wedding bells. Ohio.
The flag we all salute. Oh, my God. Well, I think that was a good skit.
Yeah. So now should we move on to other game shows?
Yeah, I guess if we're going... Oh, my God. It's already 26 minutes in.
Jesus. Was also on dating game shows.
Let's just keep this to dating game show. Do you? I mean, I feel like we could dip into game shows a second time.
I just don't know how much longer we can go with
dating game shows.
Yeah.
We could do like newlyweds.
Oh.
Or yeah, like already dating people.
Hmm.
Should you be married?
Should you? Yeah, we can make up a game show. That's true. Should you be married?
Now, question before we start into this. Is it people who are already married or people who are considering marriage?
Oh. People who are already married.
I say two, one of each.
Show them what it's like.
Yeah.
Remember how nice it was to not be married?
Yeah. A little.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of people we got to be.
Not really. We'll each be one half of the two contestants.
One's the wife, one's the husband. One's the fiancé, one's the fiancer.
The monsieur.
One's the frittata.
One's the fiancé, one's the financer.
Okay. Welcome to Should You Be Married? Today, what we're going to do in our game show is we're going to pit two, count them, two couples. One is married, joined together at the hip. Not literally, though. That'd be ridiculous.
Should we have... I feel like... I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm saying I feel like.
Shut up, co-host.
No, I'm the funky music guy.
Oh, waka waka. You're like the Roots.
Yeah, I'm like Jimmy Fallon. The guy on The Price is Right.
Yeah, Grassroots.
Yeah, Grassroots, that famous musician. He was my idol, and I thought I should get on a game show, too.
So you're Wheat Root. So we're gonna have these couples match up and see answer questions and see if they should be married.
Yeah.
Our first couple today hails from Boston, Massachusetts. We have Don.
Hi.
And Donna.
Hello.
Don and Donna, thank you for coming here today.
Sure thing.
On the other side, we have a couple from Australia. Now, they took a long way to get here, but that's only because David bought the wrong flight tickets. Say hello, David.
Oi, how's it going?
And his beautiful wife, Veronica.
Hello, how's it going here?
Thank you, Veronica. You are so lovely. I just have to say that you are a beautiful couple. How long have you guys been together, Veronica?
We've been together for... it seems about an outback age.
Are you guys married yet?
No, we're seeking marriage, hopefully.
Well, I think you'll find all the answers you need here, Veronica and...
David.
David. That's right, mate. You forgot my name there for a minute. I did, David. I apologize.
Everybody does. It's okay.
Shut up, Veronica.
Okay. Yes, David.
Bowie.
Your flight tickets are always right.
Jesus,
What a terrible game show this is turning into for Should You Be Married?
All right, our first question. We're going to see how the couples answer together. Now, these are what you would call classic ethical questions or moral questions. We're going to see how they deliberate and interact with one another.
We also call them clethical questions.
Cleft questions.
Yeah.
They also cleave couples in twain. So our
That's why it's a game show.
Our first question for Don and Donna from Boston. Now, if you and your beloved other
companion,
life companion, were dying of hunger, would you steal bread from another family to feed yourselves?
I'm Don. Yeah.
We got to talk together, Don.
Okay, Donna. I mean, I feel like, you know, us first. Got to provide for us.
Got to feed the rats.
Yeah, got to feed our pet rats. They're all part of the family now. I mean, we had them for so long.
I have an idea.
Yeah?
Idea.
What's Don, that?
What if we just, you know, skip the bread.
And ate the rats.
Yeah, we could eat the rats.
I love you, Donna. We're going to eat the rats.
Wow. Didn't expect that. I didn't give you rats as an option, but you figured it out, and that's what relationships are all about, is working together. All right. Now we're going to give a question to David and Veronica. David and Veronica, if you were on a roller coaster and you saw an elderly couple in front of you who were about to have a heart attack, would you stop the ride and try to get help, or just hope that you got your money's worth out of the ride?
I would...
Don't answer this, Veronica. We got an answer.
Okay. We're supposed to discuss
it. No, it's all right, Veronica.
Okay. Are you sure we got it?
Yep.
Okay.
Veronica is going to tell you what we should do.
I would use my...
Spit it out.
I would use my good looks to stop the roller coaster and take the front seat that
Flash
they were in.
Flash them double D's, baby.
That's what I would do.
Crocodile Dundees.
David
Hang
tells
them out
me,
there.
David tells me I need to do it.
Bowie.
David Bowie. Sorry, sir.
I ain't your sir, gal.
Sorry, bro.
Thank you. All right, well, they sorted it out through power of...
Delegation?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why we're co-hosts.
Co-hosts, delegating to one another. All right, I'm going to let you take this away. I need a 5-minute breather.
Okay, so... Real quick, we forgot to tell them what they're playing for. Today's lovely prize is...
A shotgun wedding.
A shotgun wedding.
Or a shotgun renewal.
Yeah, we are going to...
annulment.
A shotgun annulment, I guess, depending on what you're seeking. Should you be married?
That sounds horrible. Shotgun annulment.
Jesus.
I know.
That does sound horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe more of a Veronica and David kind of situation.
Yeah,
we shouldn't talk about the
divorce.
Contestants in front of them. So, today we're offering you the 50-50 Solace. Split of a wedding of a lifetime or the divorce of a lifetime. So, you know, we'll have all your friends at the court or at the wedding, fully expense paid, in Tahiti.
Ooh, Tahiti. Things are heating up in Tahiti.
Yeah, there are museums on volcanoes.
Veronica,
are great.
Hang out your Tahitis.
Okay, David. Oh, whoa.
Wow, whoa. This is live television. You can't do that.
Don't.
By the way, if this doesn't work out, Veronica, my room's right in the back. Bowie.
Veronica Bowie. Soon to be.
Soon to be my bride. All right. Next question. This is the final question. This one's for all the cabana balls.
Cannibal cabana balls.
All right. If you were playing in a match of wits and you were in a maze together, but you had to either A, split up, or B, stick together to solve the maze, what would you choose? This one's for Don and Donna.
So, Donna, I mean, it sounds like either option really works. You said we could split up or stick together to solve the maze.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
But I feel like, you know, it's like
when you're in a shopping mall and you say, let's split up and go and we'll
get
things done.
I'll get the eggs and you'll get the toilet paper.
But then you always get lost and then we spend more time just looking for each other.
I could never find the goose eggs.
I know. I always think the eggs are in aisle 5 and then I'm like, no, maybe I was thinking Donna's in aisle 5 and then I had to get Cheeses to go sniff you out. He's our pet. His favorite rat. He's just for the audience.
He just rides around in our pocket.
Yeah, he's a little shirt pocket. He's
we
adorable.
Brought him in today to say hi.
He's 80 years old. He's a great
all
friend.
Right, we're going to split up.
I wanted to stay together.
Oh, I didn't get that. You started talking about...
Well, yeah, because it takes longer. So I thought, you know, we stay together.
Don't you want to enjoy the maze? I mean, we paid $5 to get tickets to the maze.
That's true. Well, no. He didn't mention it. He said we got to solve it.
It was a free maze?
Yeah.
We got to enjoy it even more. It's free.
All right. Let's get lost in the maze together.
No, I think we should stick together.
Okay. All right. We'll stick together.
Excellent. Love the way you guys worked through that one. Got a little lost with the shopping mall and the pet mouse.
You should get a pet mouse. They really help you through mazes.
I'm sure they do. What about chinchillas? Doesn't matter. All right.
Oh.
You're on an airplane. This one's for David Bowie. Thank you. And Veronica.
Thank
Bowie.
You. Soon to be Bowie, maybe.
You are trapped on a plane.
Are there snakes?
There are many, many, many tarantulas.
Oh.
And snakes.
Oh.
And you need to figure out whether you're going to, A, order a drink from the drink trolley, or B, request that you get some sleeping medication because you're panicking.
Well, I mean, David, I really think I should take the sleeping medication because this sounds like a terrible idea for me.
I gotta use you as a human shield, darling. You can do whatever you want.
But I'd rather be incapacitated for that.
That's fine.
I'm gonna go with.
We gotta decide together,
the sleep
baby.
Sleep medication.
Yeah, take that medication.
Really? All right, that's my final answer.
I disagree.
All right. Well, with that answer, I think it wraps up our show. We found out on today's episode of Should You Be Married that David and Veronica were just the most miserable, uncooperative couple we've had on the show yet. So, with that said, they're going to win the wedding of a lifetime!
Yay!
Yay, I'm so excited.
I'm so terrified. Somebody help me.
All right, where's our prize money?
There's the sleeping medication.
I didn't know who should win. I mean, Don and Donna already have it all. They got a pet rat. Got a great relationship.
You know, there was the option to not get married.
Oh, yeah, we could have given them the annulment.
Yeah.
Don and Donna. You guys work so well together.
You should be married. That's why. So that's the catch. Nobody takes the prize. That's how we get out free.
Oh man, we gotta start a game show like that.
With horrible prizes that nobody wants.
Yeah, broadcast it on PBS.
Yeah, you can take the boat full of ducks, or you can take 25 cents.
I'll take the 25 cents, sucker.
You can get this gold plated raccoon cage filled with a rabid raccoon. You have to feed it and take care of it and can't pawn it off forever. Or you can give us $20.
You can take this stack of 100 Big Mac boxes. Yeah. That are filled with maybe Big Macs.
Maybe Max.
Maybe Max.
You get...
That'd be a great knockoff brand from Apple. Maybe Mac.
Maybe Mac.
I want my maybe back, maybe Mac, maybe Mac, maybe Mac.
Book. Yeah. So... that was entirely dating game shows. Never intended to be just straight up game shows.
Never. Never once. Because did Veronica loved David.
If there was one thing you can be sure of, it is that we would not lie to you.
It's Shurkin.
Shurkin.
Hiya!
Sure, Shuriken. Works every time.
I gotta do a shout out to Ask a Ninja after that one.
Yeah.
If you're ever deliberating and asking yourself, can I really do this? Is this something I'm capable of? Just think, sure can. Hiya! Do you guys remember that shit? It was awesome.
Yeah. I bet he had some great dating advice.
Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah.
Like, he could probably help David Bowie through a lot.
If your date can see you, you're doing something wrong.
First, make a dinner reservation at about 10 different places. That'll really keep her on her toes. Here are some hot spots that I like to use. The pit of a volcano. The surface of the moon. The exact center of the earth. That turned Arnold Schwarzenegger for a little bit there.
He kind of had that vibe going sometimes. Yeah, that's true. When he got really into things.
She must use a thumbs up to signify she's there.
To signify she's there.
Maybe have a delicious date, a delicious meal inside of a helicopter.
Inside of a helicopter.
A chopper.
Yeah.
Chopper.
Chopper.
And once you finally show up, say, I'll be back and leave.
I'll get breadsticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be really upset about the quantity of them. Say, he got two.
After you order the dessert and she starts to enjoy it, shout, put the cookie down.
Well, I kind of feel like we can go back into dating shows still.
After that little spiel.
Yeah. I'm re-energized.
Yeah, I know.
Just like Dawn and Donna's marriage.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, say can you, Ohio,
the flag we all salute.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to Not Now Podcast. If you're listening to the episode, you can tune in next week. We release new episodes or new appetizers every Thursday and new episodes every Friday.
We're really glad you guys listened to this. And we appreciate the fact that you appreciate the not nowness.
Yeah.
Because it's all improv and we're just kind of going off the top of the head. And we really want to give you guys something that you can laugh at and enjoy, you know, maybe on a car ride, maybe on a jog, maybe while you're making a turkey.
Or while you're making love.
Well, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah.
Making love.
Yeah. So make love, not pancakes. And you can you can tune in at iTunes or your favorite.
Or tune out.
Yeah, you can tune out at Intunes. Or any of your favorite podcasting apps. If you like us, feel free to leave a rating or review. Or if you want to get in contact with us, you can contact us at notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
Or send a nitpick.
Yeah, send a nitpick of your favorite Nick. And just email. You can email that to us or post it on our Facebook wall, which is at some Facebook address, but I'm sure you can find us. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you do enjoy us, send us some feedback. We'd be so
livid
if you sent us anything. Just infuriated, we tried to ban you. So band together and send us your hate mail.